I am clever about fundings and committees. Well, it might simplify your sleep, scatter it safely dystopic, not so singularly obsessed. Boas looked at the critic, said, "You will remember more than me, my work. But one story I think was the secret miracle, in which," said the critic, "a man before a firing squad receives the reprieve of a whole year without time. If one grieves to humanity, the remedy is secret. You explained before that living is in a dictatorship taught you to write in metaphor. There are endless routes in the labyrinth, but none," said Borges, "in art can be controlled or won. In art alone, reality is conserved in its confusion. The Nobel Prize then would have tolerated values I despise now because of aging, but I only wanted to receive its respite from torture then when I could believe that art itself was mercy, that I could impinge on reality like a peronista, a meddling red Lorca. That was why they should have given it to me then, when it was real, open, this lake of yearning. Now I have what it would have given, this is the passivity and regret, the strange blessing to be jealous." The critic nodded, a gaucho in love on the pampas, home from the labyrinth, the lake. "But why then am I with you? Alps rippled heavens, lake white with merging blue." Borges said, "To tell me a story that will fix me back in living, about a thing that once had every meaning." Their eyes met as Borges could use his, understood. The critics fluxed, lake mutable as a fiction, grey as God. He began. "It was a lake calm day in Sydney, and there was no firing squad."